Good morning, everybody. Today is June 30th, 2023. This is a special meeting at 9:01. You want to open us in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be in the midst of everything that is said and discussed today, Lord, and watch over us and give us your mind on the decisions that we make. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pledge allegiance, Mr. Horn.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. If we could have a roll call, please.
Yes. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay.
Smoke's getting me.
Yeah.
It
ain't as bad as it was 2 days ago, but it's getting bad. It's bad.
New business resolution 2020. Do you want me to read them off? Or
no, I can do that.
Okay, go ahead.
We have resolutions 2023-102 through 2023-112. Has to deal with addressing House Bill 50 legislation, which deals with obnoxious grass and weeds located in the township. I'm going to read one resolution, 102, which addresses 102 through 112.
Okay.
And it says resolution 2023-102, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person for special meeting 9 a.m. on Friday, June 30th. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the road department to cut grass and weeds for this particular resolution 102 at 1112 Hart Road and to assess the cost to the property taxes as outlined in House Bill 50. Then resolution 103 pertains to 777 Brown Road. Resolution 104 pertains to 777 Brown Road. Resolution 105 pertains to 2045 Whitehead. Resolution 106 pertains to 1776 Little Avenue. Resolution 107 regards 963 Harrisburg Pike. Resolution 108 is for 1799 Eastbrook Drive North. Resolution 109 addresses 1299 Brownleaf. Resolution 110 pertains to 1539 Brownleaf. Resolution 111 is for 3551 Glorious. And resolution 112 addresses 1053 Brown Road.
If there's no further discussion on this, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second. Steve, would you like me to sign it? Start them coming your way.
Thank you, sir.
All right, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there other resolutions that you may have?
Yes. I have resolution 2023-113, a resolution approving the use of ARPA funds for the purchase of a new asphalt roller for the Township Road Department. Be it resolved at the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $22,000, specific to the purchase of a new asphalt roller for the Township Road Department.
Discussion, did we know what one roller you went with or what size or anything?
It's the Bomag 950-50, 900-50.
And then what was the total cost on that?
Steve has paperwork.
Do you happen to have copies of
it? And if it's on our trailer and everything that we currently...
That's on my agenda, please.
What we're thinking about doing it a few...
Do I have what?
Do you have copies of the resolution?
The trailer that we have that we got.
Well, I gave them to you guys. I'm sorry. I can go print them.
It's a heavier trailer. We can put it on our mow trailer right now. The trailer that we have for the mini...
But just let me know and I can go back and I can go print them real quick.
The problem we have with that one is it just has the two flop down
The wheels instead of gate.
Yeah, so we've got the people that we purchased that trailer through looking at taking that in on a trade. It's practically a brand new trailer anyhow. Taking that one in on a trade and getting one that has the dovetail for the flock.
Right.
So to make it easier to get it up on a ramp. And that's something we'll bring back to the board at a later date.
Okay, so for now, how are we going to get it from place to place?
On our mow trailer.
Okay.
Because it has the ramp.
Well, Robin,
Does this unit also have the vibration as well and et cetera? Because sometimes
it's
optional.
In here.
Adam?
Yeah, thank you.
And is that ran on diesel or fuel?
It should be diesel.
Okay.
Yeah, the cold tucked them in here.
Okay.
And we're still waiting on a price on that, or do we know what the... Did you read off a price?
Yeah,
up to $22,000.
How much?
$22,000.
Okay.
Is discussion over?
Well, I'm just getting ready to...
Quick question for Mr. Stevens. That glorious Avenue thing, was up that vacant field over there that got all that was ran off of? That lady...
I realized that after I...
I can't remember. I know we mowed two over there. One may be in the field and one was an actual resident. We've got another whole list of properties that we've done.
Okay. Yeah. So if there's no further discussion on the motion at hand with the ruler for the road department, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Folder. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The numbers are in your folder.
Okay, gotcha.
At the next meeting, I'll give a Steve and we'll get a resolution. Okay. Let's get the old junk, the old ones, the scrap.
All right.
It's under my floor. Okay, in just one second, gentlemen. I just want to... Okay, moving on.
Yes, sir.
And we are going to resolution. Are you taking over the... Do you want to read off number three or after number two? Are you...
Yes. We've got resolution 2023-114. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for Tim Myers from June 21, 2023 to June 28, 2023. It be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning June 21, 2023 through June 28, 2023 for Officer Tim Myers per Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, returning to work full duty on June 29, 2023.
He is back to work.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So we have met all statutory requirements on his leave absence, and
yes,
everything's been signed off correctly?
Yes.
Okay, with that being said, if there's no further discussions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Then the last resolution I have for you is resolution 2023-115. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for Dave Ratliff from June 21, 2023 through July 4, 2023. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning June 21, 2023 through July 4, 2023 for Lieutenant David Ratliff. Her employees MOU.
And every...
Yeah, we have all the documentation for that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you said it was, what was it, July 23rd?
June 21.
Okay.
Through July 4th.
Okay.
Hearing that all statutory requirements are being met at this time, if there's no further discussions, I would ask for a second.
I have a discussion.
Sure.
If the gentleman's out on leave and he's injured, my opinion, we should not be receiving text messages about incidents from him. He's actually injured. He is off work. to me, in my mind, he is working if he's sending those texts and receiving phone calls.
Mm-hmm. We just got the yeah. phone bill, and since he's been out injured, the phone has activity on it. It doesn't say who they're from, but it tells you how many
right,
texts.
Right, but what I'm saying is
he should not be using his phone for any business.
Yeah, Steve, can you make sure that we send that down to him that if he is out on leave, he is out on leave.
Yes, sir.
Now, I tend to discussion on that. I know other departments, people that check in from time to time. Granted that he's out on leave, I know I called him just the other day to see how he was doing, and he was explaining when his surgery is coming up and et cetera. So as far as using the phone and just checking in with people or people checking on him, because we use that with other departments, do the same thing. We're tying the hands of other departments by doing this.
If the man is out on medical leave, BWC claim, he should not be sending any work.
He can use his personal phone
to talk
to people.
He should not be sending out, like I got an email from him or a text message from him that there was, I think it was a shooting over on Knob Hill. He shouldn't be sending those out. If he's on medical leave, he's on medical leave. If the doctor says he can't work, can't work.
What if he's on vacation or he takes his own time?
He shouldn't be doing it.
So that's the same thing with every department is basically
he
what you're
should
saying.
Not, if he is on,
injury
if the doctor
totally
says,
different.
I'm
yes.
not putting one person.
If the doctor says that an individual is out on medical leave,
I understand.
And
we're
he
beyond
cannot
that.
Work, he should not be sending a text
so
message.
So my question,
he should not be working.
My question to the board was, so if any department head is either on vacation or if they have
it's
taken
totally
time off, what you're trying to say is they should not have any communication.
Vacation and BWC is two different, totally
that's
different
why
things.
I'm asking. Because the first time I asked you, you said they should not.
I
re-clarify it again, and it's a discussion for the whole board. I just wanted to hear your synopsis on if a person is gone, whether it be medical, whether it be vacation, whether it be sick time, voluntary time, any type of time, am I clear to hear you saying that they should not communicate with staff members?
They should not. If they're on BWC and the doctors say they cannot work, or if they're on medical leave and the doctor says they can't work, they got hurt on their
we
personal
we established
time.
That. We're beyond that point.
That's answering your question, John.
So but what I ask you is, We get that.
They should not. No, if they're on vacation, no, they should not be. As an employee, they should not be talking business while they're on vacation. Not unless we're paying them for their time. And paying them vacation time is not paying them.
So then what we're going to need to do at some point, Steve, and I don't know how Mr. Horn feels about it, there is no statute as far as our protocols on this. If this is how you feel,
absolutely.
Okay,
I don't want to get us in trouble.
No, there's no problem with this. The reason I'm asking the questions that I'm asking sitting right here is simply because we're going to get ourselves in trouble. If it's not okay for one, it's okay for another. If the rest of the board feels this, then we need to have a policy set forth, and we can look at that. And then by the next meeting, and if we need to pass.
Well, I don't think any question we need a policy set. And
I'm sorry?
I don't think there's any question we need a policy set. And from the standpoint, it's an awful fine line there.
That's why we would do a policy to explain so that we follow. It's not a pinpoint.
I just think,
well, what he's saying, I understand 100% what you're saying. If he has his nose into everyday business there, then he's in certainly would be, in my opinion, in violation.
Well, I'm looking at this to protect him as
absolutely,
an injured worker.
Absolutely.
Not singling him out. I want to protect him.
Concern, really.
Yeah, I want to protect him as a injured worker to get everything he needs to get fixed, and, you know, get back to work. I don't want to, it could be construed in a court of law as him working after the doctor says he cannot work.
Right.
And now, that's why I asked a couple meetings ago. Excuse me, Ralph. That's why I asked a couple meetings ago if he was on fully out or on light duty.
Well,
if the doctor qualified him to work light duty, that can be justified.
Yeah.
But if not,
What we would need to do to make sure that we do not, I'm going to use the word discriminate against from department to department, or discriminate what constitutes communication, whether you're off on sick leave, vacation, or et cetera. We need to make sure we do it right. It goes through Julie, and that we put a policy together so that we're not just saying one particular person, we're saying...
Or one department or whatever.
Exactly. So if the board is leaning this way, then we need a policy and we vote on it.
Mr. Stevens, you're a department head. Do you like to be bothered on your vacation time?
May I speak up?
Yeah. I asked you a question.
I can see the difference between what you're talking about. The medical side, if I can speak openly.
Yeah.
I can too.
The medical side, when somebody's on BWC, you draw a line there.
Yeah.
The vacation, comp time, me personally, and I think you've all yelled at me for this because I do stay in contact with my department.
Mm-hmm.
I care about what they're doing. I know we've got a schedule set up. We know what we're doing. Care about the residents.
That's your choice.
Absolutely. But what it sounds like you're getting ready to set it up to where if I'm on vacation, I can't call and check in.
You can do what you want.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't call you. We shouldn't.
We just don't want people calling you. I think that's what the policy is going to identify.
We shouldn't be calling you about issues while you're on vacation.
I get that.
It's your choice to make the phone call.
Okay, so I see. Receiving a call compared to sending a call.
Right, that's your choice. That's your human right choice. Hey, I want to check on my guys. And that's your choice. But we shouldn't. There's a fine line between us as a board. You have if someone has vacation. It's a fine line between vacation time and BWC or medical leave. You have to look at those two together because we can't ask certain questions with BWC. We can't ask certain questions with medical leave. And if a doctor writes a person off,
one thing as a department head that you cannot stop. I totally agree with receiving phone calls from administration when we're like wrong.
Well, we can't do anything from a medical standpoint or anything such as that would be construed as us trying to influence a medical decision.
Right, and us allowing him to send, when the doctor writes him off,
there is so many.
Yeah, when a doctor says he's off work, not light duty, off work.
Off work.
We're looking out for his best interest by saying you can't.
Yeah,
I mean we can't control the public calling us on it because they don't know what's wrong.
No.
And each department actually has somebody in place that when we're out, there's somebody that's there for administration, which you guys did with Ryan, and I appreciate everything y'all did for me and my family during that time. But it's still one of these things where I almost check in with Ryan every day, even when I'm not here. But I'm here, if that makes sense.
I'd rather have a safeguard than none at all.
Sure, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be calling you as a board, or Steve shouldn't be calling you as a supervisor, day-to-day operational supervisor, while you're on vacation, sitting on some beach somewhere or in some mountain, telling you about problems here, is what I'm saying. But the crux of it is that's a whole other discussion on whether we should be doing that. The crux of it is the fact that you have someone off, we should be letting them know that they cannot be working while they're on medical leave, and this could be looked at as them working.
Yeah.
They're sending official text messages, and that could jeopardize their claim in a court of law.
It absolutely could, Jim.
And I don't want to see David have, I know he had issues getting his knee fixed. I don't want to see him go through and have issues with getting his shoulder fixed. We've got to be careful with
this.
Well,
they've done more questioning this time on the surgery thing. It's taken a while for them to get that approved, Steve.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's all about.
That's neither here nor there, but I'm just trying to protect him. We got to talk to him about sending text messages out.
Yeah.
So moving forward, Ms. Watkins, where are we at now? Did we have any motions or anything?
No, we was in a discussion, and I will second that. I will second it.
Second what?
The resolution.
Which resolution?
For his
That's leave. Where I want to find out where we were.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I will second. Let me clean this up. I will second, with that discussion being ended, I will second resolution 2023-115, yes, approving David Ratliff's injury leave.
Okay. So hearing that, is there any other further discussion from any other further board member?
No.
Hearing none, Ms. Watkins, would you call the roll?
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got one here I'll sign and send down to you.
Okay.
Steve's in his happy spot. I got to get the Dublin. Oh, man. Okay, you signed the other one. Never mind.
I just did sign the discussion because I was listening.
Your
mom.
I think
that's it. Him to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are down to number four. That's it that I have on my agenda. Mr. Mazur, do you have more for the board?
The only thing, when you had that discussion about the phone usage, we do have a policy in place that addresses light duty. One thing that I'm looking into right now, and I think this will answer Mr. Leeser's question, is the use of Township issued phones for personal reasons. We do have a strict policy on that. My concern is that if a township phone is being used for a personal business, that's not acceptable. So I'm going to look into how the township phones are being used, and that could be an issue that we run into. But again, I'm not in a position now to speak on that because I need to look into that a little further. So, like text when somebody is on injury leave or phone calls to somebody on injury leave, that's fine. Where I think it gets a little gray is that a township issued phone or not?
Right.
That's an area that's black and white though. That personal business cannot be conducted on a township-issued phone unless, of course, it's some type of an extenuating circumstance or an emergency. And I'll come back to the board with more after I've had a chance to delve into that.
And I appreciate that, Steve, but what I was looking at is I'm afraid that in David's case, with him sending that text out, if they would pull his phone records, he was off full. Fully wrote off and can't do light duty, and if the courts for some reason would pull his phone records and say, hey, he actually worked because he sent this text out, that could foul up his BWC claim.
Yeah, sure could.
And I don't want that to happen.
No, sir.
I'm just trying to look out and protect his best interests, along with ours. But yeah, the policy on phones, yes, I agree that there's no way.
Well, the way they've been on those BWC claims lately, the stuff that you've had to wait for and get answers and this, that, and the other, I wouldn't want to do anything that would waver.
No, that's why I appreciate Mr. Fleshen and the board verifying we have the documentation that we need.
Yeah.
That's why I can appreciate.
Well, this is just another layer of doing that. Well, now we're protecting them on getting all the information, but now we're looking at protecting them even further on them not getting in trouble with BWC.
Yes, sir. Yeah. No, that's it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so on our agenda, I know we're into a special meeting we're going to, if I'm correct, go into a budgetary.
That's next Friday.
Okay, so this is just basically the end of our meeting, correct?
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, I just wanted you trustees have a chance to look at that, and then Jeff will be here on July 7th to go through this with you. This is a document that we have to send to the auditor. It's just a preliminary, I'll say, guesstimate of the 2024 budget.
Okay.
Well, our new,
county auditor.
Before we close, our new fiscal officer is sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
She will take off, well, actually,
for tomorrow.
Take off is the first, but.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Good.
So she'll come to work on, whatever her next day of work is. What is that? Next week?
July 5th.
July 5th.
Thank you, sir.
And then Robin Arpe will be in when, since tomorrow's the Saturday?
It'll be the first working day following the month, so it'll be Monday.
Okay. So the only other thing I want to touch on is an email that was sent to me that I forwarded you guys. I'm just making a, that you guys received it. We're not going to discuss it, but it is in regards to the Greyhound station on West Broad Street.
I have seen it, and I will not discuss it.
And we have residents that will probably come to a meeting and address it, and that's their right if they so choose to.
This is my opinion on the subject. It is sits in the city of Columbus. It has nothing to do with Franklin Township, and I'm directing everyone to call City Hall and the City Council.
Sure, got that. But again, we work for the residents of Franklin Township. I'm not going to tell them not to come to a meeting. If they so wish to, anyone that wants to come to a meeting, irregardless if it sits in the city or if it sits in a township, if they want to come to address the board, then anyone's welcome to do that.
Absolutely.
So I'm just leaving it at that. With that being said, the meeting is now adjourned. It is now 9:29 on June 30th.